Dear Lord, I ask that you'd be with the service this evening. Please help me as I preach. Please be with me as I share what you've laid on my heart for the folks tonight. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. This evening I want to speak on the subject of last-minute instructions. Last-minute instructions. We see this passage we just read. It was to the Christians. And we see some last minutes right there. It says, but the end of all things is at hand. I think we say that even today, you know. I've mentioned it before, and I think we all would agree, you know, the Lord's return is soon. And I know that there have been folks who say, well, I've been hearing that, you know, all my Christian life. And you know what? I've been in church pretty much all my life. I've been hearing it all my life too. But you know, it didn't change the fact that he's coming back soon. Amen. Yeah. He is going to return. And he's coming back for us. And the fact that we need to be busy while there's still time. But we see here a few last-minute instructions for us as Christians, something we can take and his return is coming, but some things that we can take and use till his return. And we're going to see some things here for us as believers. We see first in verse 7 that we need to be sober. It says, "Be ye therefore sober and watch unto prayer." We need to be sober. We need to get busy for the Lord. We need to get serious about sharing the gospel, telling folks about Him. Far too many are just plain church nowadays. You know, church is just something in the mix. Like, what can we do this weekend? Well, we have this, and the COVID's cut down on a lot of stuff. But other than the COVID time, you know, we could do this weekend or this, you know, here's the list and church is on there. Let's just pick one. You know, it's like, well, I guess we'll go to church. We don't really have anything else going on this weekend. And we've seen that with, you know, there are lost folks that it maybe attend once in a while, but, you know, we've seen that even in Christian folks. Oh, you can ask them, and they know they're saved, and they know they can tell you when they got saved and they're Christian, the time they asked the Lord to come into their heart and save them. But yet they're still just plain church. The only service God gets out of them is just lip service. You know, they want to. We've all met. Maybe not all of you have, but you know, you go out and do follow up visits. You know. Go visit ones the ones that haven't been there for a while. You say, well, you know, and a lot of times you'll hear, well, I used to do this. I used to do that. You know, and maybe they want to rest on what they used to do. But the thing is, we need to get busy. We need to take it serious. You know, the idea, I remember quite a while back I saw a bumper sticker, you know, one of the a sticker for a church in the area, and it wasn't a Baptist church, but it was a Christian church, and they had that sticker on the back, and you pull up alongside them, and they look like the world, and they're smoking, and it's like, well, you know what, I would have to imagine you might not be Independent Fundamental Baptist. But your preacher probably still would rather you not have that sticker on the car. And you think that's not unheard of now. You know, they say I'm part of that church, but you know what? They're not doing anything for the Lord. I mentioned, told you a story, you know, regarding at work. You know, when we'll start a project, and then we'll talk to the customer, and throughout, usually it's the first couple of days, you know, it'll come up that I'm a pastor, and then sometimes if they've been the kind of they maybe cuss or something, you know, use foul language around us or something, it's like when they find out, it's like, oh, okay. And but you know, and then Sam, he's the assistant pastor, you know, and then when all three of us were together, it'd be like, oh yeah, and he's the one that started the church, and they just kind of like, oh, you know, and you always get, come across one, a couple folks that they'll start getting real spiritual with you, you know, they find out you're a pastor, and it's like, oh okay. Put on my spiritual hat, you know, they want to tell what they know about the Bible or whatever. But you know what? We need to take it serious. We need to get busy and take it serious. You know, we need to take it serious like we take, our bank account serious. Like we take maybe a hobby serious. Music. And the fact I have hobbies. Most of you probably do too, and I'm not against hobbies. But the thing is, we need to make sure we don't put them before God. And there are too many folks that are making money or their hobbies or whatever it may be more important than the things of God. We'd all say, oh, you know, God takes first place. But the thing is, if we were to watch your life for a week, is that true? Does your life show that? We need to be sober. Not only that, we see we need supplication. What does it say? Watch. In verse 7, we need be therefore sober and watch unto prayer. We know Mark chapter 13 where it says, watch and pray. We need to watch. We need a guard. We need to be on guard. We need to watch how we're living. We need to guard our testimony. You know, the fact that we need to make sure that we're not a stumbling block to others, to the lost. Make sure we're not stumbling blocks to fellow Christians. You know, there are those that say, well, God looks on the inside. He knows my heart. And, well, yes, he does. But the thing is, those around us, they can only see the outside. And are we watching? Are we guarding ourselves? You know, I couldn't help but think. You know, another reason we need to guard ourselves and be, is because we need, ask yourself, what I want the Lord to come back doing while I'm doing what I'm doing right now. You would say, well, yeah, that, you come back while we're in church. That would be great. But how about what you're doing tomorrow? You know, when no one else is around. The thing is, we need to watch and pray. We need to be praying also. Not only watch and pray for ourselves, but pray for others as well. We need to pray for the lost, for their salvation. We need to pray for our brothers and sisters in Christ, that for strength. It's, you know, it's easy to point out, brother so and so or sister so and so, you know. They're not in church anymore. And then, you know, I figured that was going to happen or what. But the thing is, it's easy to point fingers at those that aren't here. Those that maybe were here and they fell by the wayside. But how long and how many times did you pray for them? But not only that, we need charity. Verse 8. And above all things, have fervent charity among yourselves. We see that fervent charity. If you look at it, it means earnest. Very warm. Love in action. You know, it's impossible to have that fervent charity and be cold and indifferent toward your brothers and sisters in Christ. John 13:35, by this shall all men know that ye are my disciples, if ye have love one to another. The thing is that'd be a good verse to memorize. You know, do we love our brothers and sisters in Christ? You know what nowadays we need to cut each other some slack, as they said. Give me a break. You know, I was reminded what Brother Callan was talking about this morning. He mentioned forgiveness. You know, we need to practice. And we say, well, wait a minute, you know, why don't you start preaching against those, you know, there are people that should be here preaching, you know, why aren't you beating on them or something else? You're talking about forgiving people. Wait a minute now. But, you know, we encourage Bible reading and devotions, and we've been talking about that on Wednesday night. But you know what? Probably what we got to start with is just working on forgiving one another. We get upset with each other for the silly, stupid things. I mean, over the years, good night. I mean, they make the joke, you know, there's kind of a joke, oh, you're sitting in my pew. I've seen that. Brother Doug probably has too. It's crazy. Or you took my parking spot. And I had this in my notes and I was going over it. And I walked out in the lobby and I looked out and I just chuckled. Because it's like, Brother Callan parked where the bus goes. And I was like, oh, I hope Dad doesn't get me. And I just, it made me laugh because I was like, oh, here we go. We're going to have a test right here. But the thing is, people... God's people get upset with each other over silly things like that. And I think our country is tearing itself apart from the inside. And we all agree on that. But you know what? Our churches are too. You know, we need to get busy and reach our community. And we do. But the thing is, you know, how are we going to do that if we're tearing each other apart? It's crazy. We need to practice some of that that charity. Try loving each other. If we pray for each other, it'd be a lot harder to attack each other. But we need to have charity for each other. We're not, if we keep tearing ourselves apart from the inside out, you know, the devil don't even have to do anything. We're doing the work for him. I'm getting upset, you know. I remember growing up, they say, oh, there was a church split over the color of the walls. I thought, that has got to be the craziest thing I've ever heard. I'm a kid. Not now. I used to be. I still feel like one sometimes. But, you know, and I'm thinking, oh, the preacher, he's just making that up. You know, he's just being absurd. But the thing is, like, things like that happen. It's like, oh, they had a church split over the color of the walls or whatever. He's like, you know what? Any of those parking spots, they're all, you know, help yourself. I remember years ago somebody, now he was trying to be a character. He knew where I usually parked, so he parked there. And he thought when I came up I was gonna be upset about it. And he was like, well, I'll just park next to you. You know, it's like, well, I know why you're doing it. And it's like, whatever. But that was another story. But the thing is, it's like, unfortunately, there's plenty of parking spots out there. You know, you say, well, you know what? If you pull up and there's no spots, use the grass. Don't worry. And but the thing is, you know, they'll fight over parking spots. They'll fight over everything. And the thing next we see we need to be sociable. Verse 9, using hospitality one to another without grudging. We need to be sociable. That grudging, you know, being uneasy at another's possession of something which we have a desire to possess. Once again, it's like, oh, hold on now. You know, wait a minute, I didn't come to church for Sunday night to hear about this, you know. But you know what, we need to, as Romans 12:15 says, rejoice with them that do rejoice and weep with them that weep. And as I said before, nowadays there are very few that will weep with you, unfortunately. What do you hear now? It's like, well, you know what? Oh, so and so, you know, pray for them. They're going through, and you go, you know, maybe it's a prayer request. And you go, they're going through this, and then, you know, inevitably, wait until you hear my story. Wait till you hear what I'm going through, or wait till you hear what, you know, I got a story that'll really be, it's really a tearjerker, you know, and you know, kind of the, well, I can top that one. They're, you know, they're not concerned with what you're going through or what someone else is going through that you're praying for. They're more interested in being, topping that. So very few will weep with you anymore. But you know what? Even less will rejoice with you. And we're talking about Christians here. We're talking about, unfortunately, there are some in the ministry that are this way. Brother so-and-so, their church, they had a high day, and you know what? They had souls saved, you know, a few souls saved, and they had a good attendance, and they had a great day. It's like, you know, and you're upset with it. You know, the idea that they won't, they're rejoicing in that very few are going to rejoice, even less rejoice with you. Are we happy? Are you happy for someone that receives a blessing that you'd like to have? I guess, you know what, if you say, well, you know what, I'm not that way. Well, the next time you hear about somebody that got a blessing of something that you would like to have, take a minute and ask yourself, you know, are you grudging? Are you jealous of them? Or are you happy for them? Are you rejoicing with them? You know, that would be something good to do. You know, we think, well, I'm not that way. Well, then take that test. We need to be sociable. But not only that, we see we need, in verse 10, we need support. We need to support each other. And every man hath received the gift, even so minister the same one to another as good stewards of the manifold grace of God. We need to help each other. We need to be support. You know, if we're not there for each other, who's going to be there for us? If we don't pray for each other as a church family, who's going to pray for you? If we're not going to be there to help and encourage each other, you know what? The world's not going to do that. Well, you can count on the world to do a lot of things. They'll tear you down. They'll belittle you. But if you're going to be encouraged, strengthened, you know what? That's going to have to come from your church family, fellow Christians. That's not going to happen if we're tearing each other down and begrudging somebody because God blessed them. You know, we all have talents and gifts that we can use for the Lord. And we need to not just use our talents for ourselves. We need to use them to help our brothers and sisters in Christ. some things that we can do till he returns. We see here, we need to take them and we need to apply them and use them. You know, like I said, there some of the things mentioned. There are things that that seem to have gone by the wayside. But we need to support each other. You know, do you go to church and try to encourage someone? Do you go to church to try to be a help to lighten their load, brighten their day? Or do we go and just grumbly and somebody sat in my pew again, I'm mad, But we need to be busy about our Father's business. We need to get busy and tell folks about Him. And the thing is, we need to stop the bickering and stop tearing each other apart and start and get busy with the job that's at hand. Telling folks about Him. I think we'd all say, I want to be busy serving Him when He comes back. We all want to hear, well done, thou good and faithful servant. And we're not going to do that if we're not looking out for each other, helping each other. And instead of attacking each other. And quite frankly, this is, as far as the attacks on, each other from our church family, that's not a big problem around here. But it's also something that we need to keep in mind and make sure that I do my part to keep it from happening and you do your part from keeping it from happening. That we'll be busy serving Him until He returns.